Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning and Merry Christmas to everybody. Next time you hear from me, it'll be after the great day. Lots of Christmas vibes out there in every way. Every way. Not like when we were little, not exactly, right? Some of you remember different types of Christmases, less commercial, perhaps more authentic, but the world turns and we're in the new age. So, Merry Christmas to you all. Freezing this week. I hope your bones are not cold in the morning. If they are, then you're not listening to the show. You should be. So should your friends. We're going to get a little intellectual today. Lab tests. What your lab tests really mean. Everybody gets their lab tests, especially at the beginning of the year. You go for your yearly. You start the year off. You get blood work from your doctor. He tests you in a million different ways. I'm going to do this as the first show of a series because there's just too much to cover. But I think collectively, when I'm done, you'll feel like you can understand the truth versus the fiction. And lab tests you should get, and lab tests from your doctors you should order and trust and listen to. At the same time, there's a lot of interpretation that your doctor may or may not do. There's a lot of lab tests they may or may not order. You got to remember, the way healthcare is working, it's to save the corporation money. What we have in America today, which is fascinating, are a bunch of independent entrepreneurial labs doing the real testing, while the tests you're getting are basically the standard ones that don't tell you too much. First rule about lab tests, by the time you can see it in your lab test, it's almost too late. Now, that's not across the board a statement, but usually by the time your renal function tests are alarming, by the time your liver function tests are alarming, by the time your various markers in the blood, cancer included, are telling you you have a problem, the problem has been going on for a long, long time. This is like x-rays, which is going to be part of my series. I'm going to do one on the pictures, the x-rays, the CT scans, the bone scans, the MRIs, what they are, what they're not. And human nature loves to pin it on the test. People crack me up. Always they crack me up with that lab test, because that lab test is the standard reality. And that's nonsense. That's not true. That's an ignorance that we want to take care of today on this show, hopefully, at least set you in the right direction. On that piece of paper, you have a clue. That's as good as it gets. And long before it shows up on that piece of paper, you had a problem that could have been detected in other ways. And when you're trying to work your way out of a hole with your liver, with your kidney, with your cancer, with your thyroid problem, so on and so forth. By the time you're trying to work your way out of that hole because you're chronically ill, you can't use the blood test as your month-to-month marker. In other words, you have to do something much more important than getting into the blood test, and that is listening to your body. Where your body's at and not the test is really where the game changes. So right off the bat, first rule, change, shift your perception from the blood test as the absolute marker. Shift your perception from the blood test is really how you determine how you are, how you're doing, how you were, and how you're going to be. Shift it from that to the blood test is just a tool. a tool that you have to factor into the clinical picture. We say the diagnostic test or the prognostic test or the test that tells you how you're doing has to be correlated with how your body feels. It's always going to come down to that. Merry Christmas to you. That's the real wisdom here. It comes down to how you feel. And you have to train yourself to listen to how you feel in your body, or the tests are going to drive you crazy. All right, let's get to some of these tests. Now, what I did is, if you check the top of the screen there, you're on the website, straighttalk.cc, not .com, .cc, that's with two T's. If you're driving, I'll remind you not to look at your cell phone and get on the website, but when you get home, give it a crack. If you are at home, please get on your computer. It's so easy to do. Stream the show off the site. That's straighttalk.cc. All right, you've got the show. Show 187. We have 187 hours now, over 3 years broadcasting every single Saturday. I do it every Saturday. One of my favorite parts of the week. What your lab tests really mean, separating truth from fiction. Go to the top of the page, CBC and chemistry panel. There are two tests that are standard. So when you ask the question, what lab tests should I get? The two standard ones is the complete blood count and the chemistry panel. Now, again, for those of you who don't know, for pennies on the dollar, you can order your own tests. Go to Direct Labs, directlabs.com. directlabs.com. Google up self-ordering blood work. You can do it now. No, your insurance isn't going to pay usually. But these tests are cheap. For $100, you can get tons. Blood work is being done cheaper and cheaper and cheaper and just as accurately. There's a big boom in the diagnostic testing field as far as blood work is concerned. Not always, but the CBC and the chemistry panel, anybody can get this test. You go online and order it. Go in, get your blood draw, and have the results sent to you. Easy to do. That's directlabs.com. Later on, I'm going to mention another lab called C as in Charles, M as in Mary, B as in Boy. That's another lab test. It's a specialty lab. One of the tests they do is oxidized cholesterol. Yeah, this test, you do have to get your healthcare provider to order the test through CMB Labs. LabCorp will also order oxidized cholesterol. But the public can do a great deal today going directly to the lab. There's very little that Direct Labs will not test. So this is a big change. You have to understand that. The chemistry panel and the complete blood count. What I did is, with consents, took some of these blood works, and you click the screen, and you're going to see just blood work. This is just data, fictitious data. And I want you to read it, and I want you to read it with me, because this is what you get. So this is where we're going to start show number one, and then I'm going to work through this over a period of shows. Within the next month or so, I'm going to have Dr. Aguilar come on, and we're going to do very intense stuff with the teeth. We might do it. We might broadcast it right out of K-Bright live. This is live, but I don't do this generally at K-Bright. But we're probably going to get down there so we can answer questions. So the next 6 weeks, I'm going to split up between, I really want you to understand lab work. Put an end to it. Because there's lots of mythology built into it. Let me give you an example, glucose. So you're looking at the CBC at the top, and you see glucose. And you see that number, 85 milligrams per deciliter. Now, why are they doing that? They want to know if you've got diabetes, if you're approaching diabetes. This test is a joke. It is a nonsense test. It's a waste. Truly. And you see the way we're going to roll here. And why do I say that? Because this is measured fasting in the morning. 9 out of 10 people, if they eat nothing but bagels and donuts for dinner, By the time they get to bed at 10 or 11 o'clock, by the time they sleep through the night, get up at 6, 7, get into the car, don't eat because it's fasting, correct? And then go get the test done. That's like 14 hours later. Your blood sugar is going to drop to next to nothing. And this is the point. Why are we using this test as a marker, as a screener for the beginning of diabetes when tons of people running around eating nothing but chocolate cake for dinner are going to show low blood glucose after 14 hours of not eating food? So why are we doing this test? And you get my point. On top of which, excuse me, there's something called the Cori cycle. And the Cori cycle is when your lactic acid in the wee morning hours gets converted to glucose, which is why your glucose goes up late at night. So the notion that between the Cori cycle and not eating for 14, 16 hours, you're going to get some sort of sensitivity to whether or not you're developing diabetes is almost a waste of time then. Yeah, if your blood glucose is high in the morning, 110, 120, there's something really bad going on, and you have to take care of that. Believe me, by the time it is, you'll know it. This is a terrible marker. What you want is the glucose tolerance test. That's what they ought to be doing. That should be standard. But you know what? They won't do it, and they won't do it because, well, they're not thinking ahead. So that's a big, big boo-boo right there. But the other reason they're not going to do it is because it's just not cost-effective. It's a test that costs too much money for the corporation to do. Here's the solution. Go off that page and just look at picture number three. Picture number three. There it is. That's your AccuCheck. Take your own blood glucose. Very, very simple to do. You simply go to the drugstore, buy the kit. Picture four, I put a nice picture of the kit. Prick your finger. Take out of that little vial, that little plastic vial that I've displayed on picture number four. Take that little plastic strip out, that little strip, and stick it in. You can see this on picture three. So we're going back between three and four. Look at picture three, that little strip stuck into the glucose meter, and there's your read, 106 milligrams per deciliter. So what you do is get the AccuCheck. They're inexpensive. Learn to use it. Go out and have yourself a 90-minute party with sugary, greasy foods. Pancakes and waffles and ice cream and Coca-Cola. And test yourself. This is where the rubber hits the road. It's the glucose tolerance test. You can do at home. You're going to do it at home over the holidays. You're going to party over the holidays. That's part of what the holidays are about. So enjoy yourself. Take the meter and see, after you stuff yourself good for a good hour, 90 minutes, 1 hour after the meal, take your blood sugar. Chart that down. 2 hours, chart that down. After an hour, if you're far away from diabetes, no matter what you do, no matter what you eat, after an hour, your blood glucose should be about 100, 90, 80. At 2 hours, it better be. But if you see an hour after the meal, that big 1,500, 2,000 calorie, sugary, carby, fatty meal, if you see that blood glucose up at 200, 250, 300, and it takes you 5 hours to get it back, you've got, at least on the low end, you've got the beginning of type 2 diabetes. You've got to catch this. You can live like this for years, and it will never show up in your yearly physical blood glucose test. It's called the glucose tolerance test. You can do it. Very, very inexpensively on your own. So what are they making such a big to-do about that CBC blood glucose?